All right, Yahweh said, good morning, let us begin. So we're picking up this morning in Os Mem He, in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So remember again, we began 2 days ago this incredible piece where Reb Tzadik is discussing the concept that even sometimes when a person feels in a profound state of Yeyosh, a person feels as if they have given up all hope for spiritual redemption, for the ability to go ahead and do tshuva. In that moment, we saw the Rebbe's incredible idea of Borei Niv Svasayim Shalom, 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 Shalom. Remember that Borei Niv Svasayim, that the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and Borei. He's able to recreate us, or really, as we're going to see, it's really help us recreate ourselves. Niv Svasayim, with simply an utterance of the lips. So sometimes when things are so broken that they can't be repaired, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to rebuild and to start all over again. That's the Shalom Shalom. So we're picking up on page Kuf Beis. Middle of the left-hand column. We're going to read in the Be'uri HaChasidus. So middle of the left-hand column. So he writes over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bori Lo Metzios Chadosha Mamish Yesh Me'ayin. The Ribono Shel Olam creates for me a brand new existence, a brand new personality, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. So remember again, the Rebbe began this whole discussion with this concept that sometimes first you have to become an ayin in order to become a yesh, right? That sometimes you have to first become a nothing in order then to recreate yourself into a something. So the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and recreates me. Literally, when he sees that I'm so broken and I cannot fix myself, has the ability to recreate me something from nothing. Mostly to the point, now here's what's fascinating. The way the Rebbe interprets the Pasuk is as follows. Bori niv svasayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates me, bless you, with an utterance of his lips, Shalom, Shalom. Shalom, Shalom, says the Rebbe, ultimately again, is what a person is able to hear. After I'm recreated, after there's a new creation of me, I'm able to hear, Sheyashmi lo min ha-shamayim sadibor, shel Shalom, Shalom. I'm able to hear from the Ribono Shel Olam the words, Shalom, Shalom, Shezem Mora, I'll have Sharos Shalom Lashuv Elav Yisparach B'Tshuva. We'll say those words, Shalom, Shalom, as we'll discuss, reference the idea of my ability to go ahead and do tshuva. So how do you know that you've been recreated? How do you know that there's been a Bria Yesh Me'ayin? That literally I am able to hear the words Shalom, Shalom emanating from above. And that Shalom, Shalom is a welcome. That Shalom, Shalom is have a sense of inner peace, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the opportunity to begin again. Shemeteva halashon shalom shalom hu habitui shal kabbalas hatshuva b'shamayim. Umemela niftach libo shal adam lashuv el Hashem yisbarach. Rabbi, see here, Reb Tzadik says something very interesting. Lest you think that is bori nif svasayim. Lest you think that ultimately, again, this recreation means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of the work. That's not the case. The recreation, sometimes when the Ribono Shel Olam recreates us, right? The Bria Chadasha, the Yesh Me'ayin, the creating us something from nothing, is not the Ribono Shel Olam doing all of the heavy lifting. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me a brand new foundation upon which to build. So I'll say, so therefore, really the way to read the Pasuk is, Borei Niv Svasayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and recreates me with an utterance of his lips, Shalom, Shalom. And then he says to me, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. But welcome back doesn't mean that the work is done. Welcome back now means that I have the license to begin the work again. So sometimes God just recreates or sets the platform for me, sets the stage for me to be able to once again engage in dynamic activity, to engage in tshuva. See, I think that I'm done. I think that I'm beyond repair. I think that I'm unsalvageable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, sometimes you are. And therefore, what does he do? He recreates me. He recreates me. And now that I'm recreated, now I have the opportunity to do something significant with myself. It's very important, we'll say, in the world of tshuva, the Ribono Shel Olam as an enabler, but ultimately, again, is not a worker. Meaning that he could enable me, he could give me opportunities, he could reset the clock, he could reset creation, he could reset the stage. But Lamaise, if I truly want tshuva, that's a process that I have to engage in myself. Therefore, you're going to say the exact opposite dynamic is mentioned by the wicked. What happens by the wicked? Ain shalom amar elokai l'rishayim. That ultimately, again, the pasuk says there is no peace to the rishayim. What does that mean? Shemachmas rov v'goldal risham lo mekavlim osam b'tshuv rachmanas. And Rabbi said, we know that sometimes, we've discussed this, sometimes the punishment for making too many bad decisions is the loss of the opportunity for tshuva. That's the way it works. We saw it with Paro, right? We see that he's a paradigmatic example of it. But sometimes when you abuse your power of choice too much, sometimes when you go and you make too many bad decisions and clearly exhibit a fundamental disregard for the ability to choose wisely, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to abuse it, I will remove it. He goes on, he says, so this is the construct. This is the construct. And the construct is really quite a profound one. This yisod, ultimately, again, that what's unfolding over here is the Ribono Shel Olam, Reb Tzadik, telling us that yes, sometimes a person could reach the point of such profound disrepair. Sometimes a person could be so broken that they lack an ability to fix themselves. So what happens in those moments, lest you think that God throws in the towel, it's not true, chas v'shalom. The Ribbono Shel Olam goes ahead, recreates us, yesh me'ayin, recreates us again. But that recreation again is not God doing the heavy lifting. That recreation ultimately again is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the opportunity to restart. In those moments, it's when I hear shalom, shalom. When I hear the Ribbono Shel Olam telling me shalom aleichem, welcome back, get to work. They both say, what is this hearing of shalom, shalom? So remember again, this is, you know, there are moments in life where I want to change, I want to do better, and I feel like I have the koach to do better. When you feel that ability, when you feel that ability within yourself to be able to accomplish something more, to be able to turn things around, that's the shalom, shalom from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispatches to me and says, believe in yourself. Yeah, you really broke things, right? You really broke yourself a lot. But now I'm giving you the opportunity to rebuild. That's the shalom, shalom. And I will say, Reb Tzadik now does something very interesting. He points out over here, he says, Umavuar me'inyan aparsha, shebar ne'mar pasuk zeh. So we'll say, so remember again, all the psukim that Reb Tzadik is quoting over here, from Yeshaya Perek Nun Zayin. So the Rebbe points out something fascinating. These psukim, that all kind of serve as the source for this idea, he points out over here, Yeshaya was referring to this dynamic of people destroying themselves through the commission of a terrible sin. The type of sin, Shekfir Hanira, ain't Shuva Me'ilolo, the type of sin that is so severe that Shuva doesn't help. He says, Ki bitchilas osa parsha, Omer Hanavi, Hanichamim Be'elim Tachas Kol Itzranon, Shochte Hayulodim, Hushed Darshu Chazal, Al Hamotzi Zera Levatolo. So we'll say, so this is actually quite dramatic. Reb Tzadik is going to speak about the concept of Pigam Habris, that when you go ahead and you nullify or you deconstruct the Bris, the covenant, which is a reference ultimately again to being Motzi Zera Levatolo, which is a reference ultimately again to wasting one's seed. And he discusses the idea, we'll begin this tomorrow, but he discusses that there are certain averis that carry with them an incredible amount of severity, yet they're averis that so many of us transgress. So how do you reconcile those concepts? That there's something ultimately that is so severe, but yet so common. So how do I get myself out of a hole that I dug for myself? I have to take responsibility, but at the end of the day is so difficult to get out of. So that Reb Tzadik. So again, I will say, let me skip to the end. The good news is you can do tshuva for anything. That's I want to end off with that. The good news is there's no such thing as an aveira, no matter how severe, that I can't go ahead and extricate myself from. How I, because that's remember, that's the construct that Reb Tzadik just established. No matter how much trouble I've gotten myself in, even when I cannot help myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and helps me. But what do I do with averos that are so severe? And we'll discuss the severity of Pegam HaBris. We're going to discuss why the issue of Hashchas HaZera, of ultimately, again, wasting seed, is so significant. What is the severity of it? Why does it fundamentally erode my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my relationship with myself? So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this. We know the ending is good. The ending, ultimately, again, is that I could always fix any Avera. But how I'm able to go ahead and do that, even when I deconstruct myself to such a dramatic degree, Meretz Hashem tomorrow.